November 26th. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com, and you can follow us on X at Brownfield. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 45 days to Election Day, when the 45th President Donald Trump will try to become the 47th president. His supporters casted their ballots as early voting opened in Virginia Friday.
He's a proven leader. He has done this before. He has survived two assassination attempts, and he keeps going.
Trump will be in North Carolina tonight. His campaign says Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Robinson not expected to attend the rally. CNN reported Robinson allegedly posted inflammatory comments on a message board of a pornography website over a decade ago. He called it salacious tabloid lies. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned Friday in Georgia and Wisconsin, emphasizing the importance of abortion access. Lebanese officials now say at least 31 people were killed in Israel's strike on Beirut Friday. Israel says it was targeting top Hezbollah commanders and killed one linked to the 1983 U.S. embassy bombing. This is 4 days of Coast Guard hearings on the 2023 Titan submersible disaster were revealing and emotional, says ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
During an emotional day of testimony on Thursday, OceanGate volunteer Renata Rojas.
They were excited about what they're going to see. Make sure you have your camera.
She said she understood that the sub was not classified for deep sea dives.
With exploration, there's risk. And without taking that risk and the exploration, you know, the world still be flat.
Investigators released underwater footage of the Titan on the ocean floor, with Rojas comparing it to the Apollo space program.
These hearings continue next week. A jury awarded $116 million to the family of one of five people killed in 2018 when a sightseeing helicopter with no doors crashed into a river in New York City. The passengers died. They were trapped in their safety harnesses. A lawyer for Trevor Cadigan's family says the operator misled the public. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers a wide selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood at unbeatable prices. With most products featuring their perfected recipes, you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss their fresh take-and-bake pizzas. Conveniently located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, they also specialize in turning your venison into delicious treats. Visit Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, today looks like another unseasonably warm day across the region. In fact, our last day with highs in the 80s for quite some time. There's a couple of showers and thunderstorms occurring this morning up in northeast Minnesota into northwest Wisconsin. Also, a cold front charging in from the Dakotas. As a cold front slides across the area late today and tonight, that should bring some more thunderstorms to our region. A few of those could be on the strong side this evening with some gusty winds and hail, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Now, the system will just slow down enough that some more rain could occur across the area early tomorrow, then shifting away as we get toward the afternoon. Temperatures will be back to normal starting tomorrow for several days. Of course, we usher in fall tomorrow morning at 7:43 a.m. with the fall equinox, sun's direct rays over the equator, approximately equal amounts of daylight and darkness throughout the world. It does look like a pretty dry first week of autumn around here, with mostly high pressure in control. Here's a forecast for today. Partly sunny and fairly warm with a high near 84. An isolated shower or thunderstorm possible in the afternoon. Southeast wind turning south around 6 to 13. Tonight, thunderstorms likely early, then some lingering showers, low at 59. Tomorrow, 50% chance of light rain in the morning. Mostly cloudy and cooler with a high of 68. North wind up to 10. On Monday, partly cloudy and seasonal, low in the mid-40s, high near 69, the wind relatively light. As we look into Tuesday, a few more clouds and still fall-like, low mid-40s, high in the upper 60s. Sunshine expected Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, a beautiful stretch of weather. Lows in the 40s, warming to near 50 by Friday. Highs around 74 on Wednesday, 77 Thursday, 78 on Friday. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we're at 54 degrees, and the morning low so far, 53. We were at 56 shortly after midnight. The high yesterday was 84, the record high in 1908, 89. The record low below freezing, we were down to 26 in 1956. 1 year ago, 81 was the high, 58 the low. We'll have a sunrise this morning. That comes your way at 6:47. Sunset tonight at 7:01. Sunrise tomorrow at 6:48. Still some light fog being reported throughout the area, so use some caution this morning. Otherwise, clear skies, the air is calm, and the barometric pressure is holding steady at 29.86. No precipitation to report yesterday, none yet today. Following our high of 84 and our low of 53, we have light fog, and we're at 54 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. It was a full slate of high school football games in the area last night, including our featured matchup of Ithaca at Cashton. With a look back at that game, here's WRCO's Phil Nee.
Ithaca is now undefeated through five games after an impressive 42-7 football win over Cashton on Friday night. The visiting Bulldogs scored on each possession in the first half to go up 35-0 at the break. The continuous clock ran in the second half as the Bulldogs rolled to 3-0 during their first year in the Scenic Bluffs Conference. Channing Brown caught two touchdown passes from quarterback Keegan Jones, one from 25 yards, the other covered 22 yards. Wyatt Hilby had touchdown runs of 27 and 3 yards, and Wes Nelson had a 1-yard run for a touchdown. Balthazar Kaiser successfully kicked all of his extra points on the night. Wyatt Hilby ran for his third and final touchdown, a run of 39 yards on the night in the second half, and the Bulldogs led 42-0. The Ithaca defense created three turnovers on the night. Nolan Waldner recovered a Cashton fumble on the Eagles' second possession, which led to a short field and Ithaca's second touchdown. Channing Brown picked off a Cashton pass to set up another touchdown, number three on the evening for Ithaca, and Channing picked off a pass on the final play of the first half. Cashton scored its only touchdown with 10:45 to play when Jack Christensen ran one in from 2 yards out, and Connor Wilkinson kicked the extra point to make the final score 42-7. Cashton Falls to 3-2 and 2-1 in the Scenic Bluffs. Ithaca is now undefeated through five games. They have won three straight games in the Scenic Bluffs Conference as well. The Bulldogs will return home during week six to host Nisida, while Cashton will take on Brookwood. Once again, the final score, 42-7, Ithaca over Cashton during week five of the high school football season. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. It was also in the Scenic Bluffs Conference, Hillsboro 23-20 over Royal. From the SWC, Prairie du Chien defeated River Valley 63-8. New Glarus shut down Richland Center 20-8. It was Broadhead Judah with a win over Dodgeville 45-15 and Platteville 44, Lancaster 22. The Six Rivers and SWAL, we see River Ridge shutting out Riverdale 39-0. Cuba City with a shutout win 35-0 over Southwestern East Dubuque. Blackhawk Warren, Illinois 62, Iowa Grant 0. Potosi, Cassville 50, Boscobel 6. Other matchups, it was Berlin over Mauston 42-0. Reedsburg got by Sparta 27-24. Westby edged Viroqua 16-14. Wisconsin Dells a 47-6 win over Ripon. And Mineral Point 27, Belleville 9. Late reported scores include New Lisbon defeating Brookwood 28-20, Darlington shutting out Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg 47-0, and Sauk Prairie 24, Lakeside Lutheran 14. One 11-player game scheduled for today was Zika Steuben Seneca against Pecatonica. One 8-player local game to tell you about last night, Highland defeated Kickapoo LaFarge 70-0. 8-player games today, Monticello at North Crawford, DeSoto will host Wisconsin Heights, both of those games at noon, and it's Belmont at Waniwok Weston at Waniwok. That is a 1 p.m. game. That's a look at sports. I'm Adam Hess. You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO FM. Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny and quite warm conditions, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high today of 84. Thunderstorms likely early tonight, lingering showers, a low of 59, a 50% chance of light rain Sunday morning, mostly cloudy and cooler, a high of 68, decreasing clouds and cool Sunday night, 45, Monday partly cloudy with a high near 70, and Tuesday a few more clouds and fall-like with a high of 68 degrees.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife who had a teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. And she said, Mama, got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be a bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon. Sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Quitta Jones be told to keep her when the shades all pull completely down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here 'cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again.
Zoggy for your Saturday morning wake up, Jeannie C. Riley. She's gonna sock it to that old PTA. Yeah, I love a little feistiness in the morning. 6:16, we're at 54 degrees. Here's Carolyn Dawn Johnson with Complicated.
I'm so scared that the way that I feel is written all over my face. When you walk into the room, I wanna find a hiding place. We used to laugh, we used to hug, the way that old friends do. But now a smile and a touch of your hand just makes me come unglued. It's such a contradiction. Do I lie or tell the truth? Is it fact or fiction? Oh, the way I feel for you is so complicated. My name is always on your lips. They say I'm more than just a friend. They say I must be blind. Well, I admit that I've seen you watch me from the corner of your eye. Oh, it's so confusing. Yeah, I wish you'd just confess, but think of what I'd be losing if your answer wasn't yes. You're so
I'm Meyer Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down, 738-8765. I repeat, 738-8765. This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. And if you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house when rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time home buyers. You need to call 738-8765 and get pre-approved today and be ready when you find your next house.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Sure hope you had a great time at the night market last night. Sounded like a lot of fun and a lot of good eats. We're going to tell you about the Viola Horse and Colt Show coming up. We'll do that at our 6:30 newscast.
Other
comes to the warmth and the sunshine, girl, I got my own. You're my Jamaica. You're where I wanna be. You're my island when I'm being tossed on a stormy sea. My heavenly haven, where I could spend eternity. You're my Jamaica. You're paradise to me. White sunny sands, palm trees and tans, it sounds so inviting. Starlight romance, and it's all so exciting.
Come on down.
But I've got my flowery shirt and rum punch in my hand, and my own exotic lover in my native land. You're my Jamaica. You're where I want to be.
Good morning. It's 6:30. We move back down to our morning low of 53 degrees. This news update is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, which include unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual worker. And by Computer Connections, Y Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. The forecast for today from Tony Schumacher. We're going to be partly sunny, quite warm today. Shower a thunderstorm possible in the afternoon with a high of 84. Our current temperature is our morning low. We're at 53 degrees. It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
From the WRCO-FM newsroom, I'm Adam Hess. Here's what you need to know. The 93rd annual Viola Horse and Colt Show continues today in Viola. The main feature of the event will be held this morning. Ashley Baker is vice president of the Viola Horse and Colt Show.
We have a horse show that is starting at 10 a.m. at the Bud Wheeler Memorial Arena. And then we also have a horse pulling contest starting at 9 a.m. and that will be at the Viola American Legion grounds.
Weigh-in for the horse pull will be from 7:30 until 9:30 this morning. There will also be arts and crafts mercantile across from the Banker Park from 8 until 5. Judging of livestock will be held from 9 until noon at the Don Kellogg Shelter. Exhibits will be on display at the community building from 9 to 4, and the antique tractor pull starts at 10 o'clock. A parade steps off at 1. Ashley Baker recommends the best way to find a parking place during the parade.
The whole town is pretty much part of the Horse and Cold Show. So, you know, the residential area, people can park. We would recommend coming before the parade and, of course, participating in the events that are prior to the parade and then staying for the parade. But the parade starts at 1 o'clock and really takes over most of the main street and, like, some of the residential by our village office. So we start lining up the parade at noon and then the parade starts at 1. So if you're planning on driving through town, maybe come before noon or come before 12:30. And yeah, come early and stay late, definitely.
Two new events, Kinshi Kids Pedal Pole and a chess tournament, will take place after the parade around 2 o'clock. The four-wheel drive truck and tractor poles will be held at 3. Musical entertainment will be featured in the evening. Monty Berger will be performing at the community building from 6 until 10, and the tradesmen will perform at the polling grounds after the poll. Mr. Ed's Midway Rides, as well as food stands and concessions, will be all day at the 93rd Annual Viola Horse and Colt Show today in Viola. General admission is free, however, no carry-ins are allowed. More information can be found on the Viola Horse and Colt Show Facebook page. The Muscadet Chamber of Commerce 25th Annual Fall Opener Banquet will be held tonight at St. John's Gymnasium in Muscadet. The doors open at 5 p.m. A buffet dinner will be served at 6:45. Matt Schneider is vice president of the Muscadet Chamber.
Along with your ticket cost does include a buffet dinner of steak and fish, along with a lot of great sides, and then entry in our grand prizes and door prizes as well.
After the meal, there will be a live auction, and throughout the evening, there will be silent auctions and raffles, all featuring unique and remarkable items. Ticket prices to the fall opener are $50 per person or $90 per couple. Tickets can be purchased online at muscadetchamber.com/fall_opener_tickets, or they can be purchased at the event. All proceeds from the fall opener banquet will be used to fund future Muscadet Chamber of Commerce projects. Also during the evening, a special announcement will be made.
We do announce our Citizen of the Year at the event, so we're excited to make that announcement to just add a little bit to the event.
Everyone is welcome to attend the Muscadet Chamber of Commerce 25th Annual Fall Opener tonight. St. John's Gymnasium in Muscadet is the location. Doors open at 5. More information can be found on the Muscadet Chamber website. The 8th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour, a celebration of rural living, will be held today and tomorrow. The Hill and Valley Exploration Tour is a unique opportunity to explore the hills and valleys, view the fall colors, shop the fall harvest at rural farms, restaurants, and businesses, and learn about the vibrant small farm economy in northern Sauk, Richland, and Juneau counties. The Hill and Valley Explorations Tour is a collaborative effort to bring people out to revitalize the economy. 19 vendors are participating this year. The 8th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour will be held today and tomorrow, and then next Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4 each day. Maps and details can be found at explorehillandvalley.com. You're encouraged to bring a cooler to hold all of your farm fresh goodies. The tour will be held rain or shine. And Frank's Hill Effigy Mound Site will be open to the public for observance of the autumnal equinox this evening. Fall officially begins at 7:43 tomorrow morning. You're invited to join a gathering at the Effigy Mound Site near Muscadet to view the sunset and gather around a campfire this evening to bid farewell to summer. Early risers are welcome to view the sunrise tomorrow morning. A short hike will be required to the top of the hill that offers a view of the lower Wisconsin River Valley. You may also visit the site during the day to see the mounds and the Grand Vista. The Three Eagles Foundation will have a tour guide available at 6 o'clock this evening prior to sunset. Participants should arrive by 6 a.m. tomorrow morning to view the sunrise. Frank's Hill is located 2 miles west of Muscadet, near the intersection of Highway 60 and Highway 193. To learn more about the Equinox event or for directions, visit the Three Eagles Foundation website or Facebook page. The events are subject to suitable weather conditions.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm.
Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for partly sunny and quite warm conditions, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high today of 84. Thunderstorms likely early tonight, lingering showers, a low of 59, a 50% chance of light rain Sunday morning, mostly cloudy and cooler, a high of 68, decreasing clouds and cool Sunday night, 45, Monday partly cloudy with a high near 70, and Tuesday a few more clouds and fall-like with a high of 68 degrees.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction, located between Dodgeville and Spring Green, is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
Time for a look at sports, brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, and insurance agents, and they offer interior design services. Boy, I'll tell you what, we have a whole lot of high school football scores to look at and stories from last night. We'll do it in 30.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessarellc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
And now the snap to Jones, back with great protection, throwing toward Channing, far side, he catches, and he's got a Bulldog touchdown. Perfectly thrown by Keegan Jones.
Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. It was a full slate of high school football games in the area last night, including our featured matchup of Ithaca at Cashton. With a look back at that game, here's WRCO's Phil Nee.
Ithaca is now undefeated through five games after an impressive 42-7 football win over Cashton on Friday night. The visiting Bulldogs scored on each possession in the first half to go up 35-0 at the break. The continuous clock ran in the second half as the Bulldogs rolled to 3-0 during their first year in the Scenic Bluffs Conference. Channing Brown caught two touchdown passes from quarterback Keegan Jones, one from 25 yards, the other covered 22 yards. Wyatt Hilby had touchdown runs of 27 and 3 yards, and Wes Nelson had a 1-yard run for a touchdown. Balthazar Kaiser successfully kicked all of his extra points on the night. Wyatt Hilby ran for his third and final touchdown, a run of 39 yards on the night in the second half, and the Bulldogs led 42-0. The Ithaca defense created three turnovers on the night. Nolan Waldner recovered a Cashton fumble on the Eagles' second possession, which led to a short field and Ithaca's second touchdown. Channing Brown picked off a Cashton pass to set up another touchdown, number three on the evening for Ithaca, and Channing picked off a pass on the final play of the first half. Cashton scored its only touchdown with 10:45 to play when Jack Christensen ran one in from 2 yards out, and Connor Wilkinson kicked the extra point to make the final score 42-7. Cashton falls to 3-2 and 2-1 in the Scenic Bluffs. Ithaca is now undefeated through five games. They have won three straight games in the Scenic Bluffs Conference as well. The Bulldogs will return home during week 6 to host Nisida while Cashton will take on Brookwood. Once again, the final score, 42-7, Ithaca over Cashton during week 5 of the high school football season. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. It was also in the Scenic Bluffs Conference, Hillsboro 23-20 over Royal. From the SWC, Prairie du Chien defeated River Valley 63-8. New Glarus shut down Richland Center 20-8. It was Broadhead Judah with a win over Dodgeville 45-15 and Platteville 44, Lancaster 22. The Six Rivers and SWAL, we see River Ridge shutting out Riverdale 39-0. Cuba City with a shutout win 35-0 over Southwestern East Dubuque. Blackhawk Warren, Illinois 62, Iowa Grant 0. Potosi, Cassville 50, Boscobel 6. Other matchups, it was Berlin over Mauston 42-0. Reedsburg got by Sparta 27-24. Westby edged Viroqua 16-14. Wisconsin Dells a 47-6 win over Ripon. And Mineral Point 27, Belleville 9. Late reported scores include New Lisbon defeating Brookwood 28-20, Darlington shutting out Benton Scales Mount Schulzburg 47-0, and Sauk Prairie 24, Lakeside Lutheran 14. One 11-player game scheduled for today was Zika Steuben Seneca against Pecatonica. One 8-player local game to tell you about last night, Highland defeated Kickapoo LaFarge 70-0. 8-player games today, Monticello at North Crawford, DeSoto will host Wisconsin Heights, both of those games at noon, and it's Belmont at Waniwok Weston at Waniwok. That is a 1 p.m. game. That's a look at sports. I'm Adam Hess.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
It's a classic country cut.
Classic country.
From WRCO-FM.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me, oh my, oh. Me gotta go. Pull the P-Row down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one. Me, oh my, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Farting nose, the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
your gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay-o. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay-o. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
That's your classic country cut for your 6 o'clock hour as we head to 7 o'clock. At the top of the hour, we'll have an ABC Newsroom update. We'll take a look at your weekend forecast. Tony Schumacher lets us know it may be a little rainy moving in. We'll have details on that after 7. Of course, around 7:20, we'll have a look at this week in entertainment history, and we have a fun one. They're fun every week, but this one we're going to go back. Our rabbit ears memory takes us back to the 1980s, so that's always a fun little journey. And then at 7:45, news, weather, and sports, we'll get it underway with Caitlin O'Connell with news and ABC, and of course, we'll have a look back at high school football again from last night. Lots of high-scoring games in the area. We'll cover all of them. And then 7:30, birthdays and anniversaries. It's all part of your weekend wake-up. So did you have an opportunity to hear Ron Fruit back on the morning show yesterday? He was actually the guest of Phil Nee right here on WRCO-FM. And if you want to listen to the audio, all you need to do is head over to facebook.com/WRCO-AM-FM. Go ahead and like and follow us on Facebook, and the audio is posted right there.
Welcome back, students and teachers. On behalf of all of Rockwell, we would like to thank everyone who participated in the back-to-school supply drive, and we're wishing you all a happy and healthy school year. We would also like to extend a thank you to all truck drivers. September 15th through the 21st is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Be sure to thank a truck driver for all of their hard work and dedication.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up!
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop, you can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you and your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun with New Holland at Simpson's Tractor, Richland Center, through September 30th.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
From infants to men's size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Hey everyone, remember me?
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
I'm a little bit older, but my Uncle Adam still plays the best country.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. Ain't on me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Oh Lord. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
That double shot of whiskey will get you tipsy. Okay, the single one would probably put me under the table, but that's Shabuzi. It's the bar song. Good morning, 6:56, and we're at 53 degrees in Richland Center. Thanks ever so much for making this a part of your weekend. So about 20 years ago, I had to do a prime mover shift, and my wife had an opportunity to head down to Rockford and saw Uncle Cracker. I probably have never been so jealous of her in my life. I still haven't seen him, but I get to listen to him.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is all right. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm not worried about the ring you wear, 'cause as long as no one knows, then nobody can care.
you're feeling guilty, and I'm well aware. But you don't look ashamed, and baby, I'm not scared. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu